Set your minds on things that are above and not things that are on earth. Welcome, everyone, to the Traveling Pulpit Podcast. I am Vernon Sheridan, the man with the unscripted voice, and I want to thank you for joining me on today. Well, you know, Traveling Pulpit family, it goes without saying that today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. Traveling Pulpit family, we are in 2024. This is the first Saturday of the new year, and I want to do things a little different in the first Saturday of the new year to try to set the tone for the rest of the year. You know, this year, I have not aspired to do any resolutions, and neither should you. Resolutions tend to make us lazy. We start out with so many headstrong notions of doing something different that we end up doing the same thing the year before. It's just in a new year. Well, this year, Traveling Pulpit family, I want to turn your attentions to Colossians 3 and verse 2, where Paul is telling us to set our minds on things that are above, not things that are on earth. You see, whenever we make a resolution, it's an astronomical resolution. I want to lose weight, but we can't stay away from the sugar. I want to get my finances in order, but we can't stay away from takeout pizza or takeout Chinese. I want to get a brand new car or a brand new house, but yet we don't do the things that set us up to get us into a brand new car or get us into a brand new house. Why? Because we're so focused on the things of the earth and not the things that are above us. But yet and still, we will go and we will clown in the building, clown around, throwing money at the altar, listening to preachers sell their services to you. It's time to stop, Traveling Pulpit family. It's time to stop throwing money to the bad and start using the money to the good. Whatever you have asked the Lord for, trust and believe it will be given to you. It may not come in the way that you expect, but trust and believe that it will come. Some of us aspire to be a millionaire. Well, do not expect to get $1 million, but do expect to do the hard work that it takes to become a millionaire. And when you do the hard work, do not get frustrated with the work that you're doing, because you ask God to be a millionaire. You ask God to be a homeowner. You ask God to get this car. So do the work that is necessary to get the goal that you set out to do. You ask the Lord to lose this weight. You ask the Lord to take your diabetes away. So do the work that you have asked of the Lord. It may not come in the way you expect it to come, but it will come. He will answer you. Just will not be in the way you expect it to be. Keeping our eyes on the things above. Set our minds on things that are above. Sorry. As I said before, what is it that you aspire to do? What are the things that you want to do in this new year of 2024? This is where you put your mind on the things that are above. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, making supplication for you and me. Did he not tell us that if we ask for anything in his name, that he would give to us? But we must do it with belief. We must do it without doubting, and we must do it knowing that he will give it to us. May not be in the way we expect it, but it will be done through him. He is not against us. He is for us. And there is nothing that he will not withhold from you, which is why he has given you the ability to produce your own. If a man can produce children through a woman, then that man and that woman can produce for themselves the riches that they seek. It takes the hard work that needs to be done. But we live in a world where everyone is lazy. Everyone does not want to do the hard work because everyone has their minds and their eyes set on the things that are on the earth. It's easy to sit and watch a reality television show where everybody has made it. Everybody seems to have everything that they want in their life. And you're sitting there watching them enjoy their life. It's easy to get caught up into a professional sport contest where you're watching your favorite team win the championship. But you're sitting watching them win the championship. It's not you playing for the championship. It's you're watching them play for the championship. So traveling pulpit family, I want you to set your minds on things that are above. Don't sit at home watching someone else win. You get out there and win. You get out there because now the opportunity is for you. And I believe we are in the year where it can be done. 2023 was an odd year, though there was growth in that year. A lot of us grew. A lot of us changed. A lot of us moved on. But guess what? We grew. Even though it was an odd year, it was a very odd off year. But now we're in 2024. And if it's one thing that I believe that each new year presents a brand new opportunity for growth. But it's your time now. What is it that you aspire to do? What is it that you have pictured in your mind that you would like to do? It is your time. This is the year to do it. Because let me tell you something, traveling pulpit family. If you're working to pay bills, you'll never get where you want to be. Because all you will ever do is work to pay bills. If your mind is set on the things of the earth, well, what are the things that are on the earth, you might ask? Bills, sickness, disease, setbacks, trials, tribulations. But what are the things that are above? If you set your minds on the things that are above, the Father has the Son seated at his right hand, whom the Son is making supplication for you. There will always be those things. There will always be bills. There will always be sickness. There will always be trials and tribulations, but you do not have to stay in that circle. You do not have to let those things hold you back. You can do better because you was made for better, because you come from who is better. So therefore, do not allow yourself to mentally fall into the trap, the trickness of the enemy, the accuser of the brethren. Do not allow yourself to fall into that trap any longer, traveling pulpit family, where all you feel is your best is to pay this bill, to pay that bill. Where all your best is feeling like that you can't do the things that you want to do. I can't go out because I don't have this, or I can't go anywhere because I don't have that. No, do it. The bills will always be there. You won't. Because when you leave this earth, bills will still be coming in your name. When you leave this earth, sickness will still be coming after your loved ones. When you leave this earth, trials and tribulations will remain for those who are left here. But right now, traveling pulpit family, you have the opportunity to set your mind on the things that are above and the gifts that the good Lord has given to you. It's time to use those good gifts. It's time to put the fear of the world aside, because he has not given us a spirit of fear. He has given us his spirit. And it's time that we put his spirit to work. It's time that we set those fears aside. And it's time that we set our minds on the things that are above. Everything that is below, everything that is on the earth, everything that is under our feet will remain if we put our focus on them. And when we put our focus on them, it will overtake us. This is the year of burning off the things that hold us back. Whether it be people, relationships, whether it be situations where you find yourself in a job that's not doing so well, it's time to burn these things off. Because when you do better for yourself, others around you will do better because of you. When you do better for your family will do better because of you. If you don't have any support in your family, don't worry about that. You focus on you. You do what's necessary. When you get talked down to by your family, you do what's necessary. Do not fight. Do not argue. Do not come down to their level, but you keep your mind on the things that are above. You stay above where they are and focus on your goals. Your focus on the things that you see for yourself that you want to do in 2024. It's time to do those things. It's time to set aside the things that you have been wanting to do and do it. Because all these other things, they will always be here. They will always remain. Even though you may not be here, they will still be here. But it's time for you to do what the Lord has called you to do. It's time for you to saddle up and put your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. Because the things that are on earth, they are perishable. Just like we are. But they will remain when you have perished. But if you overcome your fear and conquer those things, keeping your minds on the things that are above, when you conquer the fear of what you think you cannot do and actually go and do it, that's when you realize it was in you all along. See, what we don't understand or what we don't realize is that the key is inside of us. Rather than looking for the key somewhere in the world, having your minds on the things that are above, then you begin to realize that the key is inside of you. You are the one that can change your situation. You can't wait for someone else to change your situation, because if you wait for someone else to change your situation, guess what? It won't happen. You are the key. You are the one that has the ability to do the things by keeping your mind on the things that are above, by making yourself look within yourself to find the answers to the things that you seek, but you cannot do it in fear. Fear, it seems to be the number one cause for why people do not give themselves the opportunity to change their lives, because they're too afraid, because they have their minds poisoned by the God of this world. And he poisons it with fear. He poisons it with hesitation. But I'm telling you, Traveling Pulpit family, now is the time to set all those things aside. Set aside that fear. What is there to fear? Failure? Well, if you fear failure, you've already failed. Failure is nothing but just you allowing yourself not to take the risk because you're scared to lose. But if you are in Christ, you've already won. You've already overcome. You are already more than a conqueror, because you have a great cloud of witnesses standing at your very disposal. You have the Son sitting at the right hand of the Father making supplication for you. If you will only set aside the fear you think you have and look within yourself to see the power that has already been given to you, you can overcome. And I believe in you. I know you can do it. So, Traveling Pulpit family, take that word. Whatever you will do with it, let it be done in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the word that comes to you. Keep your minds on the things that are above and not on the things that are of the earth. God bless you, Traveling Pulpit podcast family. Thank you so much. I look forward to bringing back the Wednesday with the Word I was going to do it last Wednesday, but time and other things got in the way. So Wednesday with the Word will be coming back. But until then, be blessed. Keep your mind on the things that are above and not the things that are on the earth. Trusting in the Lord and believing in yourself that what He put into you is worth growing. It's time to make the change. And it's time for you to grow. It's time for you to set yourself above and not below. So for the Traveling Pulpit Podcast, I am Vernon Sheridan. I'm the man with the unscripted voice. I want to thank you once again for joining me on today. And I look forward to doing this with you on next week, if it is the Lord's will. So with that being said, go in peace. Know that I love you. And we will do this again on next week. Bye for now.